This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. France's health minister said a record number of 18,000 new infections has been reached over the previous 24 hours in France on Tuesday as the country experiences a fourth COVID-19 wave. He told the French National Assembly, quote, "We have never seen this before, not with COVID, neither with the English Alpha variant, nor the South African Beta, nor the Brazilian Gamma." He and other government officials have insisted for weeks on the importance of vaccination to contain the epidemic. The French government is set to institute new measures, such as requiring a health pass in a wide array of venues from the start of August and making vaccination mandatory for health workers, some of the toughest measures in Europe. Starting Wednesday, a health pass proving that a person has been vaccinated against COVID-19, has recently had a negative coronavirus test, or has newly recovered from the virus will be necessary to access leisure and cultural venues with an attendance of more than 50 people. Mali's interim president, Assimi Gota, said he escaped unharmed after an assailant attempted to stab him during prayers at a mosque in the capital Bamako on Tuesday. The president's office earlier said the attacker was overpowered by security officers and investigations into the incident were ongoing. Mali's leader is a special forces colonel who orchestrated two coups in the last year, throwing the country into political turmoil. Gota told state television hours after Tuesday's attack, quote, "Everything is fine. There is no problem. It's part of being a leader." He insists the stabbing attempt was a, quote, "isolated action." Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com, or you can follow Voice of America on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Belgium fell silent for a minute of remembrance Tuesday as it held a day of mourning for the victims of the devastating floods that left 200 dead in Western Europe. Heavy rains last week sent floodwaters sweeping through towns and villages, mostly in Belgium and Germany, where Chancellor Angela Merkel visited victims in one of the hardest hit areas. At least 31 people were killed in Belgium, with dozens still missing or unaccountable, while Germany on Tuesday increased its death toll to 169 as rescuers scored the rubble for victims. The cleanup is still underway to help the regions hit hardest recover from the destruction that saw dozens of homes collapsed and cars piled up on top of each other. This is the first time since 2016 that Belgium has observed a national mourning, when 3 days were declared following the March 22nd attacks claimed by the Islamic State group, which killed 32 people and injured more than 340 in Brussels. In neighboring Germany, Chancellor Angela Merkel met victims of the deluge still struggling to come with terms of the losses. She said Tuesday the damage is, quote, "appalling. Many houses are no longer habitable," describing people who have lost everything. The head of the organizing committee for the Tokyo Olympics on Tuesday did not rule out a last-minute cancellation of the global sporting event amid rising coronavirus cases that continue to present mounting challenges. Asked at a news conference if the games, which are due to open on Friday, might still be canceled, Toshiro Muto said he would keep an eye on infection numbers and hold discussions with organizers if necessary. COVID-19 cases are rising in Tokyo, and the games postponed last year because of the pandemic will be held without spectators. Japan this month decided that participants would compete in empty venues to minimize the risk of further infections. The opening ceremony will also take place without major Olympic sponsors, the company said on Tuesday, dealing another blow to a slimmed-down games as more athletes tested positive for the coronavirus. South Korea's prime minister and defense minister both apologized as hundreds of COVID-19 infected sailors were flown to Seoul on Tuesday after a Navy destroyer patrolling the waters off Africa was found to be riddled with the coronavirus. Almost 250 of the 300-strong unvaccinated crew aboard the destroyer were infected, sparking public anger at the government's failure to protect those serving abroad. The whole crew arrived home on Tuesday after the government carried out an emergency air evacuation, the defense ministry said. South Korea's defense minister apologized for not immunizing the crew before they departed for the Gulf of Aden in early February on an 8-month counter-piracy mission and said he would examine antivirus policies for all overseas military units. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.